The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late. There's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's. That's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, and riding along with me today is Steve Elkins, down in God's waiting room.
Yep.
And let me get to this other caller. He's been holding on here forever. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
Hey, John. Real appreciate you letting me on your radio station. Hey, listen, I want to try to help you decide between whether you should support the troops or you know, defend them or diss them. And you know, I'm going to give you a little bit of insight here. The one thing that's very important here is the fact that every single person who joins the military at any particular point, they, before they're even in the military, they have to raise their right hand and swear an oath to the Constitution. And the sad thing that has happened is that the Constitution wasn't taught to us, so we don't even know what we were being sworn in to protect. Nobody knew what we were trying to protect. We just took the oath because it was just something that we had to do to get where we wanted to go. And that I put that on the educational system. They obviously didn't want us to know what the Constitution was so that we would never try to rebel against them or whatnot. But I do. I put the blame on me. I'm a veteran. I got 8 years in. I put it on everybody who took that oath and didn't understand the oath that they were taking. They simply should have, and me too, should have read the damn thing before we took an oath to it. And what's really funny is when they recruit you, they should make you read the Constitution before you take an oath to it.
Don't
you think?
Well, yeah, and we should do that with all the illegal aliens that are coming into the country. That's the way it used to be done. But you had to have an understanding of the country you're trying to get into and the foundation of which it stood. And again, it was a republic, constitutionally limited as to what government could do and not do. But we've seen them go outside of that, color outside the lines, Andy, for a number of years. So, you know, I don't know if you can help me with my, from the individual standpoint, for all the fallen soldiers, it's abhorrent that they lost their lives because it's truly the only one thing that they have any control over or supposed to during the short stint on this little planet. But on the other hand, this patriotism, what kind of patriotism are we talking about? The patriotism I see described in the media and by the government is just blind obedience to more killing and murder. And that's when you boil it all down, that's exactly what it is. If you're an aggressor against a country that has done nothing to you and you've attacked a sovereign nation, you've probably violated 99 different international laws, but one of sanity and fairness.
Don't you think if people knew what kind of oath they were taking and what they were taking an oath to, I mean, and what an oath actually means, don't you think that somebody, I mean, Smedley Butler is the biggest guy, and thank God for Tom Lacovara. He just put that on. That was a great show he put on today. Yeah, I really enjoyed listening to that. And he had our buddy from Japan over there, Corbett, illustrate a lot of it. But that was a really fun thing to do. But that's really the biggest hero in the history. In my opinion, he's probably the biggest hero because he revealed so much.
Yeah.
And it's so prevalent.
Hey, Andy, let me ask you something here. This administration and past administrations, they really enjoy having high – I mean, we're told this, what, 3.9% unemployment now, John? Is that what it is?
Well, that's the official number, yeah.
That's the official lie that they've been telling us. It was 4.1.
Yeah.
They like high unemployment. They really do because it's an easy recruiter. These kids got to come out of college. They have no job. They got to eat. I went in the military personally because of that same exact scenario. Bad times. I went in 1980. Terrible times. Carter, high inflation. Everything was terrible. No jobs. And so, reading the Constitution before you take your oath, these guys got to eat. They got to survive. And they're going to go through it maybe, and they're not going to grasp a concept. Or they're going to say, well, yeah, but I've got to eat. I've got to survive, and so they're just going to go anyway. It's not going to help you in your situation to educate people, to say, read this thing. This is what you're signing on to. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
Well, and look at the scenario. Go ahead, Andy.
Oh, no. I thought there was a question there. I mean, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. They're talking about reading the Constitution. The fact of the matter is, you're right. The Economic Times in many places, that's exactly why I joined the Economic Times. I didn't know what I was going to do after high school, so I joined.
Exactly.
I mean, so you're absolutely right. Yeah, but still, the basis of freedom is that we understand and make sure that the Constitution is being correctly enacted in every state, in every place that it says they're part of this country that's under the Constitution. And so we had no business as young kids. I mean, we can't give ourselves an excuse. No, damn it, we're giving an excuse for the people who allowed 1913 to happen with Woodrow Wilson and the Federal Reserve. We're giving an excuse there too with a 100-year charter, and it's well passed, and they just went ahead and extended it on. So you can totally tell where this country is going. We're going to hell in a handbasket, and ain't nobody gonna fucking draw. Well, I'm sorry, John, you got to let me go. I said something bad.
Billy Bob can't say them words.
I know that. But, I'm an upset individual who likes to have the voice out there, and you allow me to do it. So thank you so much, John. I'll let it go at that.
I appreciate the call, minus the – what did he say anyhow? I didn't even catch it.
I think he said fetch.
Fetch?
Fetch.
Or fudge?
No, fudge. I think fudge or fetch, one or the other.
Fetching fudge?
Yeah, something like that. I think he's all right. I didn't hear it.
Well, you know, part of the squeeze, and both of you were alive to see this come to its fruition. What did colleges do in this country once they learned that there was a government loan program, specifically student loan program for college? What happened to the tuition rates at these colleges across the board? Yeah. Up went the enrollment. Well, the enrollment rates jumped, yeah, but up went the cost of the schooling.
Right.
Some have it as much as 100% increase, depending on the school, depending on the subject matter, of much more. So this is what you were faced with. Given two choices in a bad economy, take out a student loan, or join the military, or live in mom's basement and be a 30-year-old and have a lawsuit over it. That was a lot of fun. Didn't you find that fun last week, finding the 30-year-old that didn't want to leave mommy and daddy's house and they had to sue to get his butt out of there?
Yeah. Well, also we've seen the redefining of the English language, John. So I'm sure somebody from the State Department would say, well, actually, in the Constitution, this means this. It's kind of changing times. And this is actually what you're signing on to. So actually, nation building is part of the defense of this nation because you're keeping it safe because we're chasing the terrorists over there instead of them coming over here.
Oh,
there's always something to do.
See, now I was just hoping that somebody could just ratchet me down a little bit because I was afraid I was getting a little bit too far out there on that branch wearing my tinfoil hat. Wow, thank you for that. I appreciate that, Steve.
The definition of is. Who can be blamed for that one, John? Who was that guy?
Billy,
who was that guy?
Billy Boy?
yeah. That all depends on the definition of is.
I like how Mark Anderson, he's doing a pretty good job of imitating Bill Clinton. By the way, before I forget, on tomorrow's program, I'm going to have Tom DeWeese on. And Tom DeWeese, the American Policy Center, he's written a book called Sustainable, The War on Free Enterprise, Private Property, and Individuals. And he will be on with me tomorrow. So mark that on your calendar. You're going to want to hear this. There's enough people in this country, real adults having adult conversations on things that really matter. And Tom DeWeese has been doing it for a number of years. He sent me his book, and he signed it on the inside. As soon as I get the page, he said to John, thanks for all you do for the cause of freedom, Tom DeWeese. Well, right back at you, Tom, because I understand how precious freedom and liberty is. And once lost, that which took it away from you is not going to grant it back. By the way, when Andy was on the program, you know, talking about law, constitution, so on and so forth, folks, haven't you ever wondered why each state of the union has its own constitution? That seems pretty redundant and silly, doesn't it? Except for one thing, that we are supposedly 50 sovereign countries under the umbrella and protection of the federal government. Supposedly. But they have demonstrated, Steve, that, federal law supersedes state law or constitution. As long as we say it is what it is, that's what it's going to be. Roxanne in Texas. Hello, Roxanne. Hello, Roxanne.
Hello?
Yes.
Good evening, y'all.
Hi.
And happy Memorial Day.
I don't know if you can put happy in front of Memorial Day. I've never heard that said before.
No.
Well, I'm glad my brother came back. I'm so sorry so many didn't.
Right.
Well, from which
I was in the Gulf War.
I was just going to say, from what little killing exercise do you refer to?
Vietnam.
Uh-huh.
My dad was in World War II, grandfather World War I, grandfather World War, you know. It's a long story, but, you know, people are hoodwinked, so to speak, because they weren't given that there was something going on Jekyll Island. Nobody knew for 100 years, right? But anyway, my real comment is going to be on, you know, this lady, this 96-year-old veteran, whatnot, the TSA, you know, opener and everything. And they grope people in wheelchairs more than necessary, because my husband and I were going to a family reunion, and he was in a wheelchair, and they pretty much groped him pretty bad, too. So it doesn't matter your age. But have you ever heard of NLG? That's the natural language generation. It's a machine-generated content. It creates reviews, so when, oh, well, they're just doing their job, that's all like an algorithm. Those comments in a lot of these articles are machine-generated to steer the people to, you know, oh, whoa, it's all patriotic what they're doing. And it's not. It's a machine-generated comment.
Well, and Roxanne, whether it's done by machine with artificial intelligence or it's done by some little TSA robot that does not have a heart or does not have a soul, it doesn't much matter to me. It really doesn't.
Well, it steers the public to say, well, no, this groping's good for you. It does, if you can point that out, that it is not real people talking, not real humans that have been through these kinds of experience. It matters to me, but it doesn't have to do you or anybody else, but it matters to me because it's machine-generated, and that's not what the public is feeling. In a lot of countries, if you read an article, there's no way you can comment anymore.
Yeah, I'm still wondering, Roxanne, where the maximum. Can you bring her down, because all it's doing is looping back in my ear. Is that because she has something open on her end? At any rate, I keep going back to this. If you and I are in public, any town, USA, we get pulled over or approached by a cop. Roxanne, I've seen a lot of people standing up to the police going, wait a minute, you're saying I've got to produce ID and that's a law. Well, yeah, it's a law if you need to identify me because you suspect me of doing a crime. Okay.
Exactly.
And that therein lies the rub. Now, a lot of these cops will stand there and lie to you. Then they'll tell you if you're filming them, you can't film me, it's against the law, all of which is a lie as well. But with this issue of TSA, what they're telling me is they suspect me of carrying a gun or explosives or a device to hurt, maim, kill, bring down an airliner, whatever the case may be. And what I would like to see before you put one finger on me is, where is your proof? Where is your suspicion, and where is it founded? And let me see what you got before you can put one damn finger on me. But they'll do this under the guise of national security to keep people safe. This is how they've skirted the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution and probably a couple others.
You know, John, you mentioned this in the past, and I haven't heard the word in a long time, but why are we at this position in time right now? Why are we here? A little word called blowback from what we've done to other countries. And well, now commerce has been created with this TSA,
okay,
because of blowback.
Steve, okay, yeah. But what we're discussing here, it's the same thing, but yet it's different. There's only so much money that you can spend and invest on the scatter type of X-rays or the equipment that they use for explosive residue. You know, yeah, there's follow-up and service and replacement for this stuff, but it's pretty much a one-shot deal. What is ongoing is the TSA's payroll and everything else behind that. It's a major expense. But I, you know, to bring this into the argument to the common person out there that, you know, how much money we're wasting or how ineffective it is, how about let's go to the tenet of our law? Let's go to the Constitution itself and get your hands off my itty bitty. Thou shalt not touch me there. Steve, I actually had one of these characters. He was a man that was older than me at the time, down on one knee, grabbing my crotch, and he noticed the look on my face, and he said, you know, you should smile. And I looked at him, and I said, if you lost your freaking mind, at this point in time, my voice is elevated, so half the damn airport can hear me. I just looked at him, and I said, if you lost your mind, I said, you're old enough. There's no excuse here. You're old enough. Here you are in violation of my privacy, my constitutional rights, freedom of movement, whatever the case may be, and you're telling me I've got to smile it? I said, have you lost your freaking mind? Oh, well, that's when the boys start coming in, and I saw the concerned parties start to encircle me. And I just looked at all of them. I said, y'all have lost your damn minds. And if you're here to intimidate me, if you're here to admonish me, save your words. You haven't found anything, give me my crap and let me be on my way. Because y'all make me sick. I can't get out of here fast enough. These are Americans doing this to other Americans.
Yeah. God. For a paycheck. Just for a paycheck. Yeah.
And look who they're hiring. Yeah, cripe, the people that can't even hold a job at McDonald's. Chris in Las Vegas, hang on a second. Let's take this break. 800-313-9443. I knew I was going to get pissed off today. I just knew it.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it all away.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Chris in Las Vegas. Howdy, hey, Chris.
Well, thank you very much, John and Steve. Since Steve had mentioned Bill Clinton's famous epitaph of that depends upon what the meaning of is, I thought I'd give you the alternative definition that the Illuminati know that most of us aren't aware of. And the meaning of is ISIS. He's part of the ISIS cult worshippers, and his wife apparently thinks she's ISIS. His former wife, as the case may be, Hillary Clinton. These people are, of course, ISIS is the goddess of bloodlust, death, destruction, war, and sexuality, sexual depravity. And so we have to pay attention a lot of times, even Trump, whenever he's putting his hands on the globe and making these pronouncements and making the dedications to the so-called new diplomacy building over in Israel. They're usually speaking in tones and words that speak something special to special groups of people that most of the common people aren't aware and don't pay attention and don't take note of. But thankfully, some of us that listen to this channel and a lot of people like Steve Elkins and others on your channel do a very, very good job of uncovering these hidden messages that are hidden within. Oh, Fred from Michigan, he's a pretty sharp one on some of that stuff, too. He gets a little bit on the wrong track with it and goes a long way, but he's usually right, so it's hard to argue with him. But I really appreciate what you guys are bringing to the table, and I, too, I really appreciate our men, but I really abhor seeing us sacrifice our best of the best under the pretext that we're...
Well, it's not even best... Chris, it's not even the best of the best anymore. You know,
I mean,
you want citizenship? Do a hitch in the Army, and we'll give you citizenship. You know, how many, since the 29 Palms, how many of the rank and file right now, if ordered to do so, would take part violating the Posse Comitatus Act, and that's not using the military against its own people, that would line up, salute, carry out their orders to confiscate Americans' weapons?
I think a large percentage of them would.
Yeah.
Because they've been dumbed down by our so-called central Sovietized alleged education system, which is really programming and indoctrination into communism. Most of them don't cognize it because their parents aren't involved, because they're busy out trying to earn a living.
Well, maybe their parents didn't know their buttons from a hole in the ground either. And what you're alluding to here is a generational breakdown of what the hell is this, and pass that down from generation to generation.
Exactly like the communists predicted and told us they were going to do, and professed it very loudly, beating shoes on the table without firing a shot.
Yep.
And they've pretty much done a fine job.
Chris, I appreciate your call.
Thank you. Have a great day, brother.
All right,
bye-bye.
You too.
He's a good man. He calls on my show. Good guy.
He was one of the guys that's going to help the good doctor down in Panama as well. Hopefully he got a hold of her. Pam in Michigan. Hello, Pam. Hello, Pam.
Hello.
There you are.
Thanks for taking my call. I maintain that if everyone had not flown when they first brought the TSA in, I think the airlines would have been really upset and gotten them the heck out of there. But we the sheeple have trouble, I guess, have trouble sticking together on these things.
Well, okay, but again, Pam, you have to start breaking this down. How many people in this country didn't look at it like you and I would look at it, that bought this thing hook, line, and sinker, that were under attack, and in order to keep you from being spilled out of an aluminum tube at 40,000 feet and to your eventual death, that we have to do this to keep you safe? You know, here again, knowledge is power. Knowledge is the power. Let me just put it to you that way. And as long as the people are knowledgeable about our own form of government and the machinations that have been foisted on them, then you might have a cohesive group of people that would look at the TSA, like many individuals still do. I don't know. I haven't flown in so many years, and I have no plans on doing it. Next week, I'm going to go down and see this guy down in God's waiting room. And I'm not going to take a flight. Would it be easier? It's 36 hours round trip. It's not something I exactly look forward to, but it's kind of a nice break. It gives you the illusion that you're moving around freely. But would I take a plane down there? Hell no. Hell no.
I know. I can't afford to fly, and B, no, I wouldn't do it. I'm not going through your cancer machine, and you're not going to be groping me or any of my family members. No, that's not going to happen.
Good for you,
but
Pam.
They're coming into.
Hey, hang on one second. Hang on. We've got a break here. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thepublicsouth.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Steve, I desperately wanted to do a relatively calm, upbeat program today, but just sitting here staring at that old lady in that wheelchair, 96-year-old World War II veteran. She's managed to make it this far in life, only to be humiliated. Jesus.
You know, what Pam was saying about we need – is she still online here?
Yes, she is.
Still with us?
Yeah.
You know, Pam, you mentioned we need to say something. Yeah, I agree. Like I said, 9 million hits on that website to watch that. How many people actually called their congressman or called somebody to say complain about that? How many? You know, we see these things, these atrocities, these things going wrong, and people said, yeah, that's really bad. But nobody seems to be – they have no skin in the game at this point in time. It's not them. It's not their family members, so they don't really care. Yeah. But you know what? This is where 9 million people, if half of those people called somebody to complain, this nonsense would stop. This would stop. Because this woman is not, if you're a profiler for a police department, you know what you're looking for terrorism. A young male, a certain age, certain behavior, certain things. This is a 96-year-old woman, a decrepit woman, She's a veteran. This woman doesn't fit any profile at all for being a terrorist. This is a total waste of time. This is a waste of money. But again, this is commerce. This is commerce. That's all this is, commerce. It doesn't have to make any sense. It just has to be done. And we'll treat everybody the same. So we can't say, well, you know, we're giving somebody a special treatment. We'll treat you all like cattle and manhandle you
right.
all. But something's got to be done about this, because this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
Oh, it's
This is
outrageous.
Not keeping me safe.
It's
this
outrageous.
Is not keeping me safe. This is not keeping
fact,
us safe at all.
In fact, they are not even treating the invaders coming in here, the young males that you just described.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
They're not even treating them like that.
Well, because that's profiling. That's profiling. That's
yeah.
racial profiling. Oh. That's why we can't do yeah. that now, because that's racial profiling. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm also outraged to see the Communist Party out there with their little banners and, you know, get just...
And they don't even know. Here's the thing about it, Pam. If you were to say to any of them, why have you chosen communism, they would look at you and be in flat denial. I'm not a communist. I'm just an American, and I have a different opinion, and I have the right to speak about it, and you don't.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I heard a couple of young people on the bus one day prior to the election say, oh, well, I like Bernie Sanders. And I looked at them and I said, he's a communist. And they looked at me like I was a damn fool.
Well, and you just illustrated my point. They don't even
yeah.
recognize it when it's shoved in their face. And when the first time
because
I...
Because they're being taught that in school.
Well, they're not being told to be a good little communist. They're just told to obey. They're sitting there in a vacuum about important things they need to be taught and need to think about. Their day is rather nicely planned for them. It's devoid of anything of any great importance. And by the way, what is important is we're running a mini prison here, and you will submit. That's the most important thing.
Pam, what you should have said to those people on your bus and said, what did he promise you? You evidently have an open palm. What did he promise you? What, you know, I believe in working for a living. I believe in taking care of what you can yourself. But evidently, these people who are Bernie Sanders fans were socialists, communist socialists. They socialism ends when you run out of other people's money. What
yep.
did they promise you? I'd have to ask them, what did they promise you that you would give your vote to this man? What do you not have a life? Do you not work for a living? What do you do that you would vote for a man? There you go. That's what I'd say.
Well. Hillary stole it from him, so kind of moot at this point.
Yeah.
And Hillary, anyway, I don't even want to go there. But John, you mentioned something about these are Americans doing this to Americans.
Yes.
Take a look at George Soros. How did he get his start? Exactly the same way.
I think he did it by washing killing the Jews and making soap out of them. So he could wash himself with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how he did it.
Forget the lampshades there, John.
Yeah,
lampshades,
I'm sorry.
Too.
And right. let's throw in the diary too that was never written. Yeah, the Anne Frank diary.
Yeah, dear Anne Frank.
With the ballpoint.
With the ballpoint pen.
With the ballpoint pen at that time, which wasn't invented by the way.
Which wasn't around, but hey, you know, let's not let these little facts. I mean, it's the core of the story that's most important. You guys get so hung up on detail. I'm telling you. I'm so beklept over here. I'm ranting. I'm pulling a hair. I'm just so upset. Thank you, Pam. I appreciate your call.
Thank you. Have a great rest of the evening.
Thank you. She actually made me chuckle a little bit. It's sardonic as it was and evil as it was intended.
Well, I'll tell you what, John. If I get a groping like that at the airport, they better take me out for dinner.
Well, you know,
and wine and everything else, because that's
you know
that's
there there's no there's a lot of equivocation going on, and I'm just fascinated to see how and why it's okay to give up rights in circumstance that haven't even really been examined. The questions have been asked, but they have never been answered. You know, and again. Ask anybody, what are we doing in the Middle East? Well, we're fighting terrorism. Or if they can't come up with that, well, they're keeping us safe. I mean, how unthoughtful and stupid is that?
I agree.
It's time to get out the dictionary again and read words for what they actually are.
I'll tell you what, if I ever undergo a TSA inspection like that, they're going to have to call a lot more people. Because I tell I'm going to raise some hell.
Well, okay, you do that, and I'll tell you what your two options are. You can pick up your stuff and go get your baggage and leave the airport, or you can submit to our inspection. Otherwise, you're not getting on that plane. And how this is magically done is because, well, all the air carriers are under what? They're under federal license. They're under federal control. Now, even though this supposedly these are independently owned airlines and businesses, we still have the Fed handing out the rules and regulations. And, yeah, we can do that because it's a private partnership, a public-private partnership between the airlines and the government and the transportation safety, whatever they call themselves, authority. What authority? They got no authority. That's why they have the local cops standing by. Because they can't even get that one past people.
Yeah. But John, do you have any more callers?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I want to tell something really quick here. I have a TSA story I wanted to share with the listening audience. I was concerned when I did a lot of traveling that my computer, for some reason, they really focused on my computer with the tape to see if there's any bomb residue, powder, or whatever on my computer. I had an iPod, and I also had a little CD player. Now, understanding in Iraq, the IEDs, those explosive devices, are the size of a CD player or maybe an iPod, that they paid no attention, no mind to my other electronics. And I asked, why not? They had no answer for me. I said, you know, why are you taking all this time on this when you should be looking at all electronics, as far as I'm concerned, understanding that the IEDs in Iraq and Afghanistan are about this size? They had no answer for me. Well, you should contact the TSA. And I did that. I emailed them, and you know what they came back? They wrote me back and said, thank you, Mr. Elkins, for your concern. There was no answer why they would not look at other electronics. It's just the computer. That's it. Yes, my little other thing here could have been an explosive device. This could have been also. They didn't care about that. They're focused on the computer for some reason. So this is not about security. This is not about fighting terrorism. This is a joke. Because that's the response they gave me back. They said, thank you for your concern. I probably went on some list now. So well, next time I fly, they said, hey, you question us about our technique of checking out computers and this and that. And you brought up a question to us. And so we now have profiled you to be a possible terrorist. But I asked a simple question. I didn't get an answer back of any logic. It's the thank you very much for your concern.
Well, it's like the standard form letter you get from your Congress critters, your right. senators. Try writing them, and you'll get a non-answer answer, and thanking you for contacting them. And if we can be any help in the future, just let us know, regardless of the fact that we weren't helpful this time around. But it's just an acknowledgement.
John, I actually got a letter from Dianne Feinstein.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. When I questioned her, she was all upset about their computers being monitored, what they're working on, and this and that. She was offended by the privacy, that her privacy was taken away. I told her, I said, what about my privacy?
Well, you
know
count.
What? She's basically what happened. She wrote me back some BS letter, actually signed it, saying that, in so many words, they are above us and deserve the privacy, but I didn't deserve privacy on my computer.
I give you case in point of the state of state.
There you go.
These phones are loading up quickly. I better
go for it.
Start
go
dispatching. Joyce in North Carolina. Hello, Joyce.
Oh, hi, John.
Hi.
Concerning what you're talking about, I had to go get a little clipping that I got from the Raleigh News and Observer, the 19th of May, entitled, Watch List Shields TSA Workers from Unruly Travelers. And it says that the TSA has created a new secret watch list. Have you heard of this, John?
No, I have not.
To monitor people who may be targeted as potential threats at airport checkpoints, simply because they have swatted away security screeners' hands or otherwise appeared unruly. A 5-page directive obtained by the New York Times that actions that pose physical danger to security screeners could land travelers on the watch list, which was created in February. Quote, an intent to injure or to cause physical pain is not required, nor is an actual physical injury, unquote, according to the directive that was issued in March.
So it's a non-assault assault.
Right.
Okay. Well, it makes perfect sense in our Orwellian world. Perfect sense. Double plus good. I applaud it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, thought you might be interested.
Thank you, Joyce. I appreciate that. Yeah. I had not heard that.
Okay.
So now we have the directives on what is assault, the non-assault assault.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. All right. Thank you for your call, Joyce. I appreciate it. Steve.
Yes.
And again, we can all dance around this, but damn it. We need to go to the root of this tree and kill it at the root. You know, we were all sitting here playing patty cake of how abusive they're being. Why are they even there? I keep going back to the core questions and issues surrounding much of what's going on in this country right now. And this everybody's buying the narrative, or those that are against the narrative are being shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
Sovereign Man, hello. How you doing?
I'm blessed this evening. How are you?
What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? Let's officially rein in the and realize that America is currently occupied, and these agencies, they're actually foreign agents operating on U.S. soil. I mean, I just listened to Rod Class. I put a link to one of his talk shows, and he's right on it. You know, their codes, regulations, ordinances are for them, but they're criminals. They don't even adhere to them. You know.
What good is a constitution if we can't say, excuse me, you're in violation of what?
This is the thing. When you have them operating the court systems, they're not our court system, and they're operating the judiciary, it's not our judiciary. I'm living with the reality that this nation is occupied and we're under martial rule. That's why, I don't know in your area, but in my area, the police ride around with their emergency lights. They're not flashing like in a state of emergency, but they're strobing, like they're letting you know this is their territory, you know, and that's essentially a sign of being under martial rule.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Not under martial law. Martial law is when you have an M16 on every street corner with a uniform. We're not that far from it.
Well, I can't argue that. Sovereign Man, thank you. We've got to keep moving here. Appreciate your call. Have a good Memorial Day. I don't know what that is. Tony in Texas. Hello, Tony.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
We used to travel Southwest Airlines a minimum of 3 times a month. And when it became increasingly irritating going through all of this screening, we decided it's not worth to do it anymore. So then we became, we talked about it and we said, you know what, we're going to start calling the airlines, find out and get some answers, or try to get some answers anyway. Well, that didn't work out so well, because when we did get through, if we got through, the answers were, well, it's the government. We have nothing to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to have to take it. And if you don't, and their attitude was, right there with, if you don't like it, don't fly.
Right. That's a simple solution.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm tired of these simple solutions. And I truly believe that there are a number, in my small microcosm at work, there are quite a number of people that are actually becoming awake. And I'm in sales, and there are also an increasing amount of people that are bringing up the awareness that, you know, this ain't right, and we've got to do something about it. So a little bit of encouragement. There are many people out there that are starting to get it, and hopefully a lot more will.
Well,
thank you, gentlemen.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Tony, very much. Good positive note. I hope more people realize it before they're marched up the gallows pole and strung up by their scrawny little necks. Does it have to be this bad in this country for everybody to get it? The intelligent quotient of some of the public that I see out there, Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
Thank you, John.
How you doing?
I understand that they're trying to push their way onto the commuter platforms like the New York City subway and the Long Island Railroad.
They've been doing it for a long time, Ken.
I have been to a couple stations, and I haven't actually seen any of them on the platform, but I think if they start getting really oppressive, when you push somebody around on a platform, they've been known to push people off.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can't put up barriers in a subway station. It makes it real hard to get on board the train. Hey, look, when I was up there back in 2004 at the Republican National Convention, and we were riding around on the subway, there were cops there specifically for security, and they didn't have the MP5s on. They weren't fully PAS-catted out. They didn't have the bulletproof stuff on from head to toe. But they were there. And we were being told that they're there for security because of the political event going on in New York City. And they really got upset with us when we tried to help a homeless lady in one of the stations. And they thought that we were poking fun at her. And we really weren't. We were trying to see if she was okay. She was seemed like she was in a state of semi-consciousness. And I even stuck some money in her hand. She was still passed out, but the cops claimed that we were there harassing a homeless person. And I just looked at him, and here's the thing. Ken, the attitude of these cops were, if you give back anything, you give them any lip whatsoever, it's just further justification to thump your melon and throw your can in the cage.
Yeah. Were those TSA or were they just transit police? Because the
no,
transit
they were just stopped. They were just regular run of the mill NYPD.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm talking about the $10 an hour guys that like to push and grow people. If they start playing around on the platforms, these commuters get really angry. They're spending $300 to $500 a month for a monthly ticket. Mm. And, you know, you got to wait an hour to go to work, an hour to come home, all of the hassle. And we don't have overhead wires here, by the way. We have something called a third rail. It's not the euphemistic one. It's 660 volts DC at a couple hundred amperes. When I go on a platform, I like to stay near a post or something to hold.
Ken, I'll tell you what, it's not going to matter. I mean, they've been doing this on buses. They've been doing it on common carriers. If it's carriers that the public has access to, they've been playing around with pilot programs to go out there and harass everybody.
Well, we'll see if they get any crispy critters out of it. A $10 an hour guy does, they raised it up over here. We got Cuomo pushing the minimum wage up.
Yeah, well,
so they might be making $11.30 an hour now.
You know,
I don't think that's willing to become crispy on the third rail.
Ken, there's two things that I would like, and my apologies if I upset anybody that's in New York City. I know it's got a lot of boroughs there. You got, what, 13, 14 million people now stacked on top of each other like packed rats. There's two things that I would like to sell off to a foreign nation, but here's the caveat. They got to take it with them after they purchase it. One is New York City, and the second of which is all of the state of California.
Yeah.
But you got to take it with you when you leave.
I wouldn't be insulted at all. I live in Eastern Long Island. I think they're a bunch of aliens anyway.
You know, isn't it magical walking through the streets of New York City? You don't even know what the hell. If you didn't know you were in New York City, you wouldn't know what the hell country you were in.
That's true. Very true.
Well, yeah. I moved out of the city when we were five. My mother took a look at the schools one day, and they had like these wrought iron with spikes on them, fences surrounding them, and that's when we moved out of the island.
Good for you.
Ken, you stay safe up there. Stay away from that. Stay away from that third rail.
Hey, John, we forgot one other scam that's out there. We haven't talked about it. Air marshals, and what another scam? An air marshal. They've done the scans. You've gone through the scanners. They've patched you down. They've done everything else. What the hell is they need a damn air marshal on your plane for?
Well, you know what I'm waiting for next. Because there's just too many incidents that people lose their cool if they're under the influence of alcohol. What I'm waiting for next is for the airlines go, you know what? This causes too many problems. You know, there's too much confusion. You're eating up the time that our air marshals or our security people are dealing with inebriated people that are just asshats and causing too much of a problem. I look for the airlines very shortly to stop selling alcohol on board.
I say I'm under the influence of all that bad air they recirculate on the airplane.
Well, man, I like the days when you could smoke in the aircraft. Now, knock it off, you little skycap communist, you.
Just recirculate the bad air on the airplane. Let's do that.
Well, actually, most of it gets sucked out. I had the honor and privilege of going to Delta Airlines with my brother-in-law one night, and he explained how the air system works on the planes. And very little of that stuff circulates. It's basically fresh air coming in that's conditioned and pressurized. So you're not breathing. You're in an enclosed space. Yeah, and if there's somebody on there on board that has some airborne disease,
you're screwed.
Yeah, basically, because you're in a aluminum cigar tube at 40,000 feet. I mean, what are you going to do, open up the window? Yeah. All right. Well, boy, this has been an excruciating but also fun 2 hours to do today.
Yeah, I felt the same way. I was the whole Memorial Day. It's just commerce. Woke up in the morning and I see all the advertising on TV and rush out and buy this and buy that. And I find that quite offensive. This is a really important holiday to remember those who sacrificed the ultimate. And commerce is not on my mind. And
by the way, before we get off the airways, one thing I wanted to say to you before I forgot about it, the unemployment rate's down to 3.9%. Yeah.
What you said, yeah.
Yeah, right. I've been looking at the web, and nobody has got it right. Some of them have it as high as 25%, but mostly it's 11 million, maybe 12 million, or double the number that they say are actually unemployed. Right. And on and on. Well, the economy's doing great. You've heard that repeatedly. Right. Mm-hmm. And, well, the pressure is on the bricks and mortar stores because of people like Amazon. Do you know what percentage of people in this country actually shop online? This is going to shock you.
Go ahead. What is it?
Only 10%.
Really?
There's your reason why all the stores are having to close.
Oh,
because of 10% of people that are shopping online. Another damn lie.
Yep. And the 12 million illegals that still remains 12 million 12 years later.
Oh, absolutely.
They didn't reproduce.
Yeah, and no MSG or MSM or those guys from Guatemala up in New York City. They didn't kill anybody this year. Last year they only killed four. Yeah, and I'm a Chinese jet pilot. Thank you, Steve Elkins.
Thank you, sir.
I thank you, people, for being here today. Enjoy the rest of your Memorial Day. How do you feel about it? Good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life, with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.